Combine, that's one small part of the combine, the Wunderlich. Lots of 40-yard dashes and three-cone drills and bench presses and meetings with teams. It's a very involved process. But what are you looking forward to most in Indianapolis?
You know, that's interesting. I do like being able to see the bench press. They put that out there for fans to see. And for some reason, I was drawn to it. Me and John Harris are just watching, like, O-lineman bench press. Yeah. And it was like, kind of fun and interactive to see these players. You get to really lay eyes on these prospects for the first time ever. I mean, unless you go to the Senior Bowl. And even then, they're not all there. I like that. I like also hearing them at the podium. I like when people ask them questions. I learn a lot about players that, you know, you might not know otherwise. You know what they are on paper. But, like, I remember Teddy Bridgewater a few years ago talked about how he had jaw surgery, lost a bunch of weight because he couldn't eat. Derek Carr talked about his son that was born with medical problems. So it's just kind of interesting to hear these stories of these guys, what they've overcome. And the funny thing is, you watch all these players and you never know which one is going to end up with your team. When Deshaun Watson spoke last year, very few of us thought that he would be here in Houston.
Yeah, no, I was surprised by it. And it's interesting, the Texans obviously don't have a first-round pick. They don't have a second-round pick. That could change. Texans could always move up, could always draft up. They've got some capital in the years to come. And they also have probably a few third-round picks because of compensatory selections this year. So they might move up. So it's really important that you pay attention to some of the guys that cycle through here, because even though they're not picking at the tippy top, as you like to say, of the first round, they're probably going to be picking in the middle rounds, and they're going to have a lot of selections, and a lot of these guys, if not all of them, will have been at the combine.
And you do definitely want to see how these guys perform at the combine. You never know who falls through the cracks. You don't know which position might get a run on early, and then a position of need for your team. That guy that you saw at the combine that had an amazing performance in, like, the three-cone drill or the 40-yard dash, that may jump out to you, and you'll remember having seen him. I just think it's interesting to see, like, in a class of players in a particular position group, because we know what the position groups of need are for this team.
Offensive line, secondary.
Obviously. So you kind of know, you know, who the key players are. And if a guy falls to you in the second or third round, it's exciting to know that.
No doubt.
It's exciting to see that.
It's also going to be exciting to see the first national media appearance for new GM Brian Gain. He will meet with the media there in Indianapolis. All right, coming up on Texans 360, find out what the Texans were up to on social media. It's likes and stuff next.